In his radiant memoir, The Planet of the Blind, Stephen Cusisto chronicles a life of trying to pass, as he says, as a sighted person. Trained as a child to disavow his blindness, he pretended to see much better than he could. Everyone walks into a coat rack or a closet, he says, at least now and then. Not until he was nearly 40 did Cusisto concede his blindness. He partnered with Corky, a yellow lab, who became his guiding eyes. He calls her my familiar, my Pavlova. At the age of 39, I learned to walk upright. Why didn't I yield to this earlier? Why did I take so long? We experience daily in North Minneapolis the debilitating consequences of poverty, inequity in housing and education, multi-generational trauma, and the scourge of racism. It's challenging. Yet as recently as Friday, I reiterated to my colleagues how grateful I am to be working on the North Side at Ascension, because there, in my recurrent disorientation, I must acknowledge my blindness, my ignorance, my powerlessness. It's there, having reached my limits, that Jesus Christ more than ever has become my guiding eyes, my familiar, my Pavlova. It's there in the complexities of widely diverse life experiences. We're frequently blessed with promising glimpses of the beloved community we're striving for. At 65, I wonder why I didn't yield to this earlier. Why did I take so long? To you all at the Basilica who have supported Ascension School for decades, we owe you our continued existence. Thank you so very much. And to you who are just being introduced to Ascension, we invite you to join our mission through prayer or volunteer tutoring and service, or with your financial support. And so to hear what's new at Ascension School these days, I'm happy to welcome Ascension's esteemed principal, Mr. Benito Matias.
Good morning, everyone. Of course, as Father Dale said, my name is Benito Matias. I have the privilege of serving as the principal at Ascension Catholic School. And Ascension continues to be a safe and faith-filled environment where we work very hard every single day to make sure scholars are seen, heard, and loved. We currently serve over 300 kindergarten through eighth grade scholars at Ascension, of which about 95% of those scholars are scholars of color, and the vast majority of our families qualify for free and reduced lunch. We have a lot of new and exciting things that are going on at Ascension. Just last month, we had the opportunity to open up an early childhood learning center. We're very excited about that. It's been many years in the making. I often affectionately refer to them as Ascension Scholars in Training. If you're ever having a bad day, just visit a preschool class. It'll brighten up your day for sure. So we're very happy to have our scholars there. With the need in our community, we were able to open on the very first day with a full roster of 20 preschoolers. So again, extremely excited to finally have an early childhood learning center at Ascension. And we've also strengthened our academic programming. And one of the ways that we've done that is we've created a fairly robust individual learning plan for every single scholar at Ascension. Our scholars and our teachers, of course, work hard every day to try to improve academically. And even we would say we're not exactly where we want to be yet. And our scholars, however, continue to outperform their peers at schools in our area that serve a similar demographic. Another new development at Ascension is we started a chess team this year, and they competed in their first chess tournament just this past weekend, last Saturday. It was very exciting to see them compete and having a great time. And actually, there were a couple of the scholars, they did very well. They placed fifth out of 25 teams that were in the tournament. And we even had a couple of the scholars who were still wearing their chess medals that they had won from the tournament as late as Thursday of this week, wearing them proudly, which they should, as we are very proud of them as well. And when we had an opportunity to be here about a year ago, I shared with you a story about a young lady named Journey, who joined Ascension as a kindergartner. She's an only child, was being raised by a single mother. Her mom, unfortunately, a couple of years ago passed away. Journey is still at Ascension. She's a fifth grader, and she currently is on the chess team as well. One other statistic that I would like to share with you is since the year 2013, we have had nearly 100% of our Ascension Catholic School graduates graduate from high school. I'm going to say that to you one more time. Since the year 2013, thank you. We've had nearly 100% of our Ascension Catholic School graduates graduate from high school. And for some folks who may or may not be aware, for the population of scholars that we serve, that statistic in the state of Minnesota for graduation rates from high school is closer to 50%. So we are extremely proud of those scholars, their families, and everyone who has supported those scholars over the years to help them be successful in high school, graduate from high school, and of course, many of them moving on to post-secondary. I'd like to circle back real quickly to the chess team. As I mentioned, Journey, who has been with us since kindergarten, is on that chess team. And I'd like to share with you a brief quote that she gave us after her experience participating in the chess tournament last weekend. And Journey says, "At first, I was a little scared. My dad said, it's just nerves. As soon as the first game was done, all the nervousness left. I'm learning chess is not a super serious game like I thought it would be, but it is pretty fun. The thing I enjoy most about chess club is playing with my teammates and having some peace and quiet from school," Journey says. So we're extremely proud of her, love having her at our school and supporting her in many ways, including on the chess team. And now to close out our presentation, I'd like to introduce to you Quentin Moore, who himself is a former Ascension Scholar and currently serves as the Vice President of Advancement at Ascension. Please help me welcome Quentin Moore.
Thank you, Benito. Thank you, Father. Thank you all for being here this morning, and thank you so much for the tremendous relationship that the Basilica of St. Mary's has had with Ascension throughout the years. As Father Dale mentioned, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for this parish and folks like you who decide to support our mission day in and day out. I'm a graduate of Ascension, and it was a place that changed my life and the life of my three siblings. Myself personally, I ended up going to De La Salle after Ascension and then graduated from the University of St. Thomas in 4 years, was the first to do that in my immediate family. So it played a tremendous role in my existence. Also, I'll say the peace of mind that you all provide as donors, as volunteers, as caring adults in a community that works alongside us to ensure a rigorous faith-filled education is brought to our scholars and their families is tremendous. As Benito said, he referenced the story of journey. All of our scholars and their families are on a specific journey in their lives, and your support provides them all the peace of mind to know that they're going to get a caring, fulfilling, well-rounded education. So thank you for that. As we mentioned, there's a number of ways to support our mission. As always, we truly appreciate your prayers. That makes a significant difference. If there are talents and gifts that you personally have that you would like to share with our scholars, we would love to have you come volunteer. And the other way you can support us is through your financial gifts. And so there are envelopes in your pews. There are a number of things in your pews. You'll see the Ascension envelope. You can use that envelope to make a gift today. There will be a second collection. You can also go online and make a gift if you prefer to give that way. You can mail this envelope directly into Ascension as well. And we've even got a QR code on here for you to scan. But we would really appreciate your consideration this morning. And we'll be here after Mass. So if you have any questions, if you want to sign up to volunteer, please come to the back table. Myself, Benito, Father Dale, Andrea Hynell, Patty Stroman, our president, we'll all be here to greet you. And we can't say thank you enough. So we just want to express our gratitude. We truly appreciate your consideration. And I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. Thank you.